And on October 19th, 1971, you go to Washington, D.C., and you argue the case.
Correct.
What was that like?
Well, I'm a farm kid from North Idaho. I had, of course, been in the Marine Corps, and I'd been editor of the Teak's National Magazine, Teak Fraternities. So I'd been around a bit. And 9 years practice under my belt, I thought I was capable of handling it. But was I nervous? Yes.
So you're walking up the steps.
Those marble steps of the U.S. Supreme Court were, and then the big letters above the entrance is equal justice under the law. I believe that's the language under it. And that was what I was going there to try to get for Sally.
You have your briefcase. You go into the Supreme Court. You sit down. You're the third case of the day that morning that the Supreme Court was going to hear. Seven justices.
Only seven. Two. One had died, one resigned, and they had not been replaced.
So what was that like watching these cases go before your case?
I found myself trying to listen very carefully to the arguments ahead of me. There was three cases were to be heard. First case, they're introduced, get up, do their bit, and then they're through. And then the next, then you move another seat closer. And then pretty soon, about a quarter of 12, I'm there. And the words I hear after I move ahead, I'm seated. And then the words I hear from Chief Justice Berger, Mr. Durr, you may begin.
And what did you say?
I said, thank you, Chief Justice. And I stood up and I said, Chief Justice Berger, justices, may it please the court, I'm here today to ask you to do something you've never done before, and that is to declare a state law unconstitutional because it discriminates against women. And from there on, the questions begin, and they just keep coming.
When you left the courtroom that day, did you have a sense of how they were going to rule, or how did that end?
It's awfully dangerous to predict what is going to happen there. See, there's an Idaho deal. I mean, both the appellant and the respondent were Idaho people, and the only attorneys involved in the argument were Idaho people. Charles Stout for Cecil Reed and myself for Sally. And Thurgood Marshall started off when Mr. Stout got up to do his side of the deal. And he started pushing Stout on the issue, do you believe in equality? And he finally got Mr. Stout to agree that maybe men and women were equal. Thurgood Marshall, in his booming voice, told Mr. Stout, but you think men are more equal. That made me feel good.
So on November 22nd, 1971, the U.S. Supreme Court rules in favor.
Mm-hmm. Unanimously.
Where were you when you got the news?
I was sitting in a courtroom in Boise, Idaho, and just starting a personal injury case. I was representing a plaintiff in a personal injury jury trial.
Word comes down. This ruling has...
John Corlett, who some people might remember from The Statesman, political editor of The Statesman for years and years, showed up in the courtroom, and my attention is drawn, and he's at the rail, and he hands me a note telling me that the U.S. Supreme Court had unanimously ruled in favor of Sally Reed.
What did you do?
Well, I wanted to jump up and down, and but here I'm sitting there, have a jury nearly selected, and I just had to go about my business.